Hare Krishna. So I came a little late, apologies for that. But anyway, you've been absorbed in the happiness of Krishna Kirtan, is it not? Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Among the many qualities that are described in the Shad Goswami Ashtakam, the first thing is described that they are very much attached to loud chanting, Utkirtana, loud chanting of the holy names, and dancing. First thing that's described. So everyone can do that. Sing and dance. This whole material world is very troublesome place. It's in Kali Yuga especially, it becomes more and more troublesome. The only solution is to partake in this Sankirtan. Especially now we have the month of Damodar. In this month of Damodar, Kartik, that's recommended. That if we just stop everything else and just do Hari Bhakti 24 hours a day in Vrindavan. That's the prescription, because that will absorb us. Otherwise, it can be very difficult to practice Hari Bhakti and at the same time go on with our regular life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recommended that nama shray kori jatane tumi takaha apana kaje. Take shelter of the holy names and go on with your regular work. Stane sita shudigatang tanuvang manobhi. Stay in your position and dedicate yourself fully, mind, body and words, to the service of Krishna. But it can be very difficult, especially in the present time in which life is very complex. The whole way of life, the technology-based civilization, makes life very complex. Otherwise, life is very simple. You live on the land and you grow food and you eat it. And that's how you live. That's basically what you... But nowadays you work in a city and your boss is... You don't even know his name. He lives on the other side of the world. And you have teleconferences and the food comes from all over the place. If you're in a place like Dubai, you never eat anything grown locally because they don't grow anything locally. It's all imported. In England also, 90% of the... maybe more of the food is imported. So it's all very complex. The food comes from here and there. And then you have to have a refrigerator to keep the food. And then you have to spend extra, you have to work harder to pay the bills so you can have the electricity to have the refrigerator. It all becomes very complicated. And then people's minds become complicated. And people are trying to exploit and manipulate and it all becomes very complex. So, especially in this month of Damodar, I recommend just cut out. That recommendation is there. Cut out and go to Vrindavan and just chant Hare Krishna. Forget everything else. Most people can't do that because of the way of life they're living. I mean, even most people don't even think about doing it, but... You see, even if you want to do that, because your company, your boss, and you have to work, they only allow you so many days holiday a year. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Ematro Chai, Shongsha Jinite Arkono Bostuna. I don't need this actually, thank you. But and you need it for the recording, is it? For the... All right, okay. Sadhu Sangha, association with saintly people, Nama Kirtan. That you all understand what that means. Ematrachai, I only want this. Shongshar Jinite Yar Kono Bostunai. For conquering over this material condition, there's nothing else. So if we can have the association of actually saintly people, that is the greatest boon. Then our chanting Hare Krishna will go very smoothly. But we see also the people who are chanting Hare Krishna, but their motives may be mixed, and they mix up material considerations with spiritual considerations. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned against this. In our Gaudiya, if we see our Gaudiya tradition, Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, we'll find the acharyas, they always warn against in devotional advancement, the pitfalls of lab, puja, and pratishtha. This is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in describing the development of devotional service, in the beginning he warns against the pitfalls, which the main ones, or the most common ones, he describes as nishidacha, kutinati, jibe hingjon, lab, puja, pratishta, jato, upashakagon. Upashaka means weed. So in the growing of the bhakti lata, the creeper of devotion, which should grow up to the and pierce through the coverings of the universe and take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet in Vrindavan and give the fruit of love of Krishna. But we have to be very careful of the weeds. Upashaka means weed. So the weeds are nishidacha, that we're chanting Hare Krishna, but we're also doing things which are forbidden. In the modern age, there's a lot of propaganda. Just be free and do what you like. But this is not a good idea, because if we do what we like, and we're in contaminated consciousness, what we like is not good for us. What we like is sense gratification. What do we like? What appeals to our eyes, nose, tongue, skin, ears, that appeals to us. But what we like, it seems, yes, I want to enjoy it, but the effect is, Vishayendriyasyarte. How does that verse go? Yatadagre mitopamam pariname vishamiva yatsukam rajasam smitam. The happiness that comes, that apparent happiness that comes from contact, vishaya indriya, the contact of the senses and the sense objects. In other words, sense gratification. It seems, oh, it's so wonderful. But the end, it seems like nectar in the beginning, but poison in the end. This is happiness in the mode of passion. And if we pursue that, then eventually we become depressed and disappointed. Then we sink down to the mode of ignorance. So we should follow rules and regulations. We may think I'll chant Hare Krishna and do what I like and enjoy sense gratification at the same time. But it doesn't work. It is a nishidacha, forbidden activities. It means forbidden in scripture. Kutinati, duplicitous behavior. We behave as if we're very friendly with someone or we're very concerned with them, but we deal with people in a manner to gain their trust so that we can use them for our own end. Kutniti, I believe in Hindi that's called kutniti. In old Bengali that's kutinati. Crooked, crooked crooked behavior, duplicity. Duplicity. Showing one thing, but in our heart, showing ourselves to be very friendly to someone, but in our heart there is some other motive. So sadhu. We're talking about sadhu sangha. Sadhu. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sadhu means inside and outside the same. He doesn't show outside to be your friend, but inside he has some scheming, some plan for you. So, Nishida Chakuti, Jibe Hingsham, Jeev Hingsa. So, the general understanding of Jeev Hingsa, violence to living beings. Generally, we think in terms of that of killing animals for eating meat, but also that can be mistreating humans also, dealing with people wrongly. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that to stop the preaching of Krishna consciousness, this is enviousness. Hingsa, Srila Prabhupada often translates that as enviousness, or in modern Bengali also, hingsa, that's enviousness. It's to be disturbed at someone else's good fortune. So, jiva hingsa. Nishidacha kutinati jiva hingsan labha puja pratishta. So, these three things in particular are warned against. That even though one may be following the practice of Krishna consciousness very nicely, apparently, but there may be motives for gaining wealth in the name of being a devotee, in gaining honor, others will honor me. Because if one, at least in India up to the present time, if one is a religious preacher or religious leader, then others will respect him, which is proper culture. But if one desires to be respected, if one gets some feeling of gratification from that, for personal enjoyment, if one does not accept that honor and offer it to his guru, that this is not meant for me, because one should think I'm completely useless. If I'm able to give some good advice to others, and they feel like honoring me in that regard, that's only because of the mercy of my guru. This is the proper attitude. But instead, if we think, yes, they should honor me, and we become puffed up, then that's a fall down in devotional service. However, someone may look very big, but actually, Krishna doesn't like them because they're showing bhakti, but actually they want for themselves honor. So, labh, puja, pratishta, that can be similar to accepting respect. It can also mean a position, to want some big position. Sadhu means one who's just free from these things. He doesn't have any other motive. Simply, we want to chant Hare Krishna and share that with others. Please the previous acharya. Let us try to please the previous acharya. So, this kind of association, we should seek that. Tabe to gaibo Hari nama shuke. Then we can chant Hare Krishna actually happily. So, we should be very careful not to become the victims of our own perverse desires, or we also not to become the victims of someone else's perverse desires. We should be very careful in choosing our association. There's a saying in English, I believe that comes from, there's probably Aesop's fables which come from Hitopadesh, the wolf in sheep's clothing. You may have heard of that. Some wolf, he wasn't very wasn't a very good at catching the sheep. Maybe he was an old wolf. So he dressed himself up as a sheep. Then he could move among the sheep and catch one sheep and kill it, and then he could eat the sheep. So he looked like one of the friends. Similarly, that Vatsasura in the pastimes of Krishna, it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam. There was one demon who took the form of a calf to move among Krishna's calves. But Krishna detected him. But we may not detect. There may be someone who looks like a devotee, talks like a devotee, dresses like a devotee. But they have some other motive. Of course, it's very difficult to find someone who's completely pure. We're in this, with very few exceptions, we're in this material world because we're impure, because we're not Krishna conscious. So everyone can make mistakes. Everyone has got contaminations. That means we all have material attachments and contaminations. We make mistakes. That is expected. But still someone is called a sadhu if they're sincere. That means that even though they may have various contaminations in the heart, but really their motive, they've made their motive to serve. We want to serve Krishna. We haven't come here for anything personal. We've come here to serve Krishna. We've not come here to increase our name, fame, glory, position, control, any such thing. We've come here only to... We know that the goal of life is to please Srila Prabhupada, previous acharyas, present acharyas. That is our goal of life. Hari Guru Vaishnava, what is that? Tadera charana sevi bhakta sanivas janame janame hoy ei abhilash. To live among the devotees and serve Krishna and the devotees. That is our desire. So we should try to seek that association which will actually help us to advance in devotional life. We can go forward. We have to put our trust somewhere. We can't remain, well, we can remain skeptical, sit on a fence forever, but in Krishna consciousness, we have to make some commitment. We have to commit somewhere. We have to place our trust. We should be very careful to place our trust in a place where it won't get misused. You have to be very careful. How can we know? It can be very difficult to know. Because unless you get to know someone very well, you may not understand their motive. It might take a long time to understand. Someone can be very expert, actually. They may be expert in hiding their other motive. They themselves may not even be aware of it because they're just so much in that consciousness of, they're not even aware that they're them exploiting others because they don't think like that. Their consciousness is set in such a way that they think whatever I'm doing is right and it's good. They don't examine it in terms of guru, sadhu and shastra. Or even if they do so superficially. They don't give their heart to Krishna. So we have to be very careful. Otherwise, what can we do? We should try to see according to the guidelines in shastra. And apart from that, we have to pray to Krishna. Please give me that association by which I can be actually benefited. That should be our prayer. Okay, so it's time for arati now. So let us chant, dance, and be happy. Okay, make it quickly, because it's the conscious going to be... It looks very primitive, yeah, but that's the whole idea of primitive is some conception which you learned in your history class in school. It's just some conception dreamed up by people who want to brainwash you.
Yeah,
it's all nonsense.
And actually, there's all things actually covering the proper understanding of Krishna.
That's exactly correct.
Simple, the Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple and complicated for complicated.
Yeah.
So if you are living like that simply, it's very easy to understand Krishna.
Yes, it's a fact.
So let's try, Hare.